what to do with him. So Tami Shalom didn't only rely on his gears to be sued about him. Tami Shalom basically says, no, maybe you can rely on his gears even if they're right, based on the principle of Yeshua Pech Nechamim. Even assuming that it exists, which we're supposed to help with the Tafel line. So in the middle of the discussion, the Rishonim of Ha'or, the fact that Adam Mishnah, Tzubis, Hiram from now, says that this little girl is about to get married. Isn't that this is deraita? So we mentioned that that's not so much that that's true, but the Gemara of Yevamos has a machlokes about whether the Yisrael deraita of Chakadom refers dafka when the person's a goy or dafka when the person's a ger. It's a shalot. The Gemara is not clear. So the Gemara backs out. Running up makes the Rishonim. What is the Yisrael of Chakadom? So just as a small ha'ara that. Even though we would have liked that Rashi and Asu Yasif to say that they don't have to mean that we have a Yidim Derabanan, so we would have liked that Rashi's opinion would have been that the Yisra of Losos Chatenbom does not apply Vigayu's son. That would have been nice, and that would have been true, but the Messiah says that's probably not correct. This is based on the Rashi that appears later on, the third practice many of you may have learned, in the opening Sugi, the opening Rashi is coming to the Pedicle of Iris, where the Mishnah speaks about the Yisra of marrying a Nesino. Is it then that one is not allowed to marry the Sinim, but those people from the Givonah, those people who tricked Yeshua. They went into, they told Yeshua they came from a faraway land, they were going from the Nayumos. So in the end, they ended up joining Klai Yisrael. So the Gemara says that the Mishnah is in many places, you're not permitted to marry enough, they're not permitted to marry the Sina. The Machlokes Rashi tells us what's the nature that is, so that is in the Reich, so this is the Rabbanah to marry them. So the Gemara in Givonah says, I'm afraid that David goes on the Sinim. So Rashi, in the beginning of the third verse of the Ksuvah, understands that to mean that David was gozer in the Sachasnos on the Nesinim, that there's no Isser deraita to marry a Nasin, it's only an Isser, only an Isser derabanan. Why is there no Isser minatur to marry them? Because they converted, they're geir, you know, they finagled, they tricked, but the lines and so forth, so they're geir. Either the descendants of the Zayt Ulos, the Tarz of Ulos is Chatinvam, so the Pasha says that Rashi holds the halacha. Like that day in the Gemara, Sefer Yevamos, the Losos Chatenbom is not referring to Gei Rusa, it's not referring to them after they already converted, it's referring to Gei Yusa when they're still a Goyim. That Rashi doesn't seem to fit too nicely, but now we would have liked to take Shad Rashi now, so you place it here to give you a fair amount of Tzubis. Rashi disagrees with Rashi, Tzubis is claiming there's an issue there, I said to marry a Nosin, because of the issue of Losos Chatenbom, because it doesn't ask him that the Gei Rusa, that the Lav is referring after the Gei Rusa, not the Gei Yusa. What does this mean when it says that David was Gozer on land? So Taisha said it doesn't mean he was Gozer just a chasnos, it means he was Gozer Abdos, and he's got to treat them like a mother. If it's been a third, they don't want to marry them, they don't want to clean your forehead. So if you're a mother, David and Allah was going there because they were such not nice people, they were acting very inappropriately with the Bnei Shoal, those were part of the end of Sam Shmuel. So David and Allah was Gozer Abdos on them. In terms of the Yisra chasnos, so Taisha's always there was an Issa Chasnas Derizos. There is a running look like it's Rashi Tosis throughout Shas. It's super secure. There's a few places about what the story of marrying a Nasa Ben HaTayyad. This is Derizos. This is Rabbanus. That Machlokes is ultimately boiled down from the Shaila. What is the Geyus of the Gerusa? Is there a Ba that has a Pshara? You want to learn the Rabba Shita? The Ba of Milbrand. The Ba claims that it could be that the Issa Losses Chatim Malachlois be Gerusa. And Apo Pichay, there's no Issa Derizos to marry a Nasa. How can that be? Kind of a logical, tenable position. Huh? Oh, so the Rabban says that, like all the Psuei calls, the Torah says, let's say, don't marry a Mamzer. The Torah says, Gamdor Asiri Leobel, let me call Shem. It says, don't marry Amor and Moab. Gamdor Asiri. It says that the Yisr is not only for the first person with Amor to convert, but a small subsequent Anodir. But the Yisr of Mamzer is not just the person who himself is falling into Mamzer, but all his great grandchildren, the only one also had the stigma of Mamzer. So when it comes to the issue of marrying Losos Chatenbom, the Torah doesn't say Derus. It doesn't say don't marry them to the Derus. So the Rabban argues that maybe Papa takes his right partially, that the issue of Derus of Losos Chatenbom refers to Jerusalem, but that is that the right only applies to the original receipt of the days of Yeshua. The first group of people who converted from the Zionimus were also going to turn to marry. But for subsequent generations, there is no issue. So there are three different possibilities that we've shown them. To give you a third fact, super close to Shatna the Sina, which again touches on Arsugya. In terms of Arsugya, the bottom line is those Rishonim who claim in Arsugya that were only mouth to assume the Rabbanim, this Gekatan would be forced into a corner, they're going to be forced to assume that there really is no issue of the Chatur Bam Kedaja, at least the Kedaja Yusuf, the Dagamara, and Amish, is it the favor she can permit to marry this Gior, just with the Shirayim for
yesterday.
Right, according to the Rabban, even though those Chatur Bam Kedaja and Yusuf, Dom made a Gezerah, not to marry the Kedaja. But, today getting back to the Aramaic Sugya. So up until now, we have two basic approaches in the Rishonim that when you get cut, it works for the Torah, get cut, it works for the Darabah. The only factor that we know is either it's Chiyah for cut, the right. If it's Chiyah for cut, the right, like that Gersh in the second from the Sinus and Torah, so then yeah, so then there'll be get cut, the right. If you know there's no Chiyah for cut, the right, so then presumably there's no way to understand get cut, working in that Torah. So, come a whole group of Rishonim and say that that's not necessarily the case. It could be that even though Zechiah for Kotlin does not work in that Torah, under normal circumstances, maybe some Algeris are different. So the first, most radical way approach to this is the Torah that appears in Masachat Sanhedrin. The formal Torah in the beginning of Ben Torah Moira, the last two, three lines of Torah. So comes Torah and says something unbelievable. Comes Torah and says, Ger Kotlin works in that Torah, not within the fact that Zechiah is become Shlichus, so there's no Zechiah for Kotlin in that Torah. Get cut it works, you know why? Because get cut it doesn't work, it becomes a chiyah. You don't need Zach Melech on the front of in order to make a get cut. That's also a proof to you. What does a chiyah usually mean? A chiyah usually means I want to give Ellie a present. So Ellie's in the China right now. So I give it to Benji. So Benji does the mice kicking on it. And Benji supplies the dach kona. So if it's a chus, then the whole thing goes to Ellie. That's normal Zach Melech on the front of. The person who's been the kabbal on the front of, the person who needs Zach Melech, they have not here. He doesn't go by present or by Dallas, it's not a shame. Absolutely not. But so here comes Tyson and says, this is a little bit of a farce. This is not really Zach Melech on the front of. Because here, who's getting the Brismila? The guy. Who's getting the content? Who's getting into the water? Whose hand's getting wet in the mikvah? It's not the baby that's here getting wet. It's the kid's hand that's getting wet. The kid's the one who's getting a bit of water. So comes Tyson and says, that's not really Zach Melech on the front of. That's not that game, let's speak, the Gufa Shalakata. So comes Tyson and says, guess what? You could be Magaya this Kaptan, even without the principle of Zach Melech on the front of. Because you go into the motions, go into the principal motions with the Kaptan himself. So then Tyson gets into a little bit of a sticky situation when it happens to Kubosa Mitzvah. This is a Kubosa Mitzvah, something that you can ask for. So Tyson explains how you get around that problem. We'll talk about this Tyson hopefully a little later on in the Sugya. Tyson says you need to understand where Kubosa Mitzvah fits in. So, in effect, what Tyson starts with that basic problem is that you have a king and eating. You can have the Zechiah for Tamshul, and those Zechiah for Kubosa Mitzvah. You can get Kubosa Mitzvah with our Isa. What's the obvious problem with this Tyson? It's going to take Gemara. Gemara says pretty clearly that it's Zach Melech on the front of. So what does Tosa say? What's the famous pronoun? How does Tosa address that Gemara? Two words. He's been 1945. Hiroshima and Nagasaki, right? What's the famous pronoun that Tosa say? The atom bomb theory. What was the atom bomb, the famous version when they wrote about the atom bomb? We spoke about this really a few times this year. That when you speak about an atom bomb, so an atom bomb doesn't work because of World War II. An atom bomb works because there are principles of chemistry and physics that make the atom bomb explode. World War II was a reason that caused the scientists to reach the understanding of how it works. So comes Tyson Henry's accomplishment statement. So the Gemara said that Zach and Elish took a fun of is the rationale behind the Yakutan. The Gemara doesn't need to say that, it's not a lucky mechanism of how the Yakutan works. You know how the Yakutan works? The Yakutan works because it's a Zechiyah of Gufa Kutan, it's a Kutan Zechiyah of the Atmoy, because it's the Geras of the Asim of Gufa Kutan. So why in the world is the Gemara Jerez Yakup with Zach Lemsh on the front of it is totally irrelevant? So one reason is the Gemara wanted to give me a CS. We can talk about that for a week. But besides that, the reason why the Gemara was introduced this fine concept of Zach Lemsh on the front of it really is irrelevant to this discussion. Is because that's the impetus behind Gekot. That's what's forcing Beis Din to get involved in this crazy thing. Why in the world should Beis Din get involved in the Begayah Ketanim? We're not in the missionary business. So why are we going ahead to be Begayah Ketanim? So the Gemara says that, well, you see, Ramayi said it is a good thing for this guy. He's pretty nice for him to become Jewish. So that's a pretty good reason for us to get involved in helping out the non-Jews becoming Jewish. But in terms of the mechanism, in terms of how it works, it's absolutely nothing to do with Zechiyah, because Tyson and Anthony said, if it had to do with Zechiyah, it'd be up to Zechiyah. Because Zechiyah's become Shnippos, and there's no Shnippos, that would be very nice. So this is Tyson and Anthony's razzle-dazzle way out of our problem. We're going to come back to this, Tyson, because it opens up a whole series of shadows regarding your company.
How far does Tyson have to go to your account with the Zechiyah?
Gevaarlijk, ja. Dan hebben we de graditie, dat is de pregradia. But we're not going to talk about that Tosfos Kedushin too much. We want to talk a little bit more about our Tosfos. Our Tosfos comes up in another Razzle Babble book. Tosfos says that Avada, Avada, Zechir, and Tavshlichos, and there's no Shlichos for Kotlan, there's an exception to everyone's Tosfos. Sometimes it is a Zechir for a Kotlan. And when is that? If it's a phrase that we're going to come back to also a little bit later, if it's a Zechus Gomor, if it's something which is so obvious, so clear as day, that it's advantageous to the person, so then the chiyah gavna yeh zechiyah for kavim in the rice. Very, very strange and dark text. It's a little bit, walking a very, tightrope over here. The zechiyah vitashtik is another vitashtik. It sounds like those are saying something which is wild, very difficult to understand. It sounds like those are saying that they're really two different types of zechiyah. There's a chiyah that works as an independent entity, and there's a chiyah that works only because it's surrounded by pasha shlichos. That even if it's chuzgam or so some of that, the chidish atayra zechiyah, so that works as an independent entity, that works even for Katana. But any kid, if it's a watered down chus, again, it can't be too watered down. If it's too watered down to the point where it's not a chus anymore, then it doesn't work at all, even for a gavel. There are three levels. There's something which is a chay, there's something which is a chus she'en a gavar, and then there's something which is a chus gavar. So a chus gavar, that'll work even for a gavar, because that's a chilamit avshlim. Whereas if it's a quasi chus, it's enough to tilt the balance in favor of being able to do this on behalf of a gavar. If you do it on behalf of Katan, some of that's not going to work. But very, very difficult. So again, this idea...
I think Tosfos just says in the end that Tosfos Gamor and it's Yesho Shlita.
Yeah, it's hard to understand what that means. What exactly does that mean? Is that really true? Is real Shlitos a Katan? Very hard to understand what Tosfos means by that. So, this idea that there are different darkness within Tosfos, there's a schuz gomor, there's a schuz eino gomor, and the schuz gomor is going to be more inclusive. It's going to work in cases above and beyond the case of schuz eino gomor. This is a recurring theme that's going to come back in a little bit later. There's a famous Rashi, remember there's a Rashi about this? The famous Rashi tradition of Chachamim about this? So I guess it's not as famous as it was. Okay, so we'll find out about it in the days and the weeks to come. The Rashi had this notion that there are two different types of schuz. So Tosfos has to have this idea also that there's a schuz gomor, schuz eino gomor, chamin afkimin lagam b'kitan. So the application of this Tosfos was put on the map in the Shulchan Aruch because it made it look like a pigeon event. The Shach and the Taz and had a running up like this. It had to understand what the potential of Kamin al-Alocha with this Yisrael Tosfos. Yeah, assuming Tosfos is right. Most of the Rishonim are holding this Tosfos. Most of the Rishonim say that it's either whether or not a Kamin al-Shalichos, so whether or not a Kamin al-Zachiyah depends on the regular question of Zachiyah al-Shalichos. The only places on the internet is the new Kha. But the Taz and Shach, so I picked up the stench of it, a whole running back like this now. So just to understand a little bit of a background of this Nachlaikis, to be able to appreciate how each one of them is reading what they want to read into this places. Don't get the Shach? They couldn't say gas in the Shach about the Shach. Huh? Why do you call them the Gruzi Kesef? It says, because the Taz safe was called the Terezah. So it's a play of Terezah of Nasalot. That was the death of the top. Terezah of Nasalot in the Kudos HaKosef. So the Shach, what he wanted to write is the Aruf on the Taz. So he wrote the Kudos HaKosef to disagree with the Terezah. With the Terezah. There we go. That was a little joke. 1600s in Europe, things were a little blah. So there we go. Okay, they didn't have CNN and other things. They had a Jewish ex firm. The time when it was your ex firm. I'm like, today. Anyway, so the background to this machlokes was as follows. We spoke about this yesterday, so the Gemara sent the Gemara from the Vavda the Shaila about whether I can be mafresh from my tefuah on somebody else's tefuah. So the Gemara was only bothered with the fact, is this a chus or is not a chus? Because on the one hand, I'm doing you a favor, I'm saving you a couple of dollars. On the other hand, I'm grabbing this away from you. So the Gemara the Shaila, what could do? Can you do it or not? And what should the Gemara's Maskana in the Sefer Tzadah? Anybody know? What? So the Gemara doesn't come to any Maskana. The Gemara leaves us hanging. The Gemara doesn't stand. So there is a Gemara in the first part of Masechet Mechoiros that may shed some light on this. The Gemara has a very similar Shaila about Pidyon Pet HaChamar. We don't know what it is, but we have a firstborn donkey. So you have two choices with that donkey. Either you have to be poded, you have to take a set, and transfer the kedusha from the donkey onto the staff, then the staff becomes chul. It's a very, it's not the type of kedusha, normally kedusha hekdesh, kedusha by the shame. So the kedusha goes from the Devar HaKadosh onto a Devar HaKadosh, and the Devar HaKadosh retains the kedusha. So here it's a very strange type of halacha, that the kedusha of the chamor goes on to the staff, and then the staff disappears into thin air. So that's one option. Or the other option is, if you don't want it, then you have to break his neck. But also, it's done by Arafto. The Chalik is around in the Raivit, whether he's supposed to count it as a mitzvah or not. The Rambam counts Pitcha Pedach Chamor as a mitzvah, and Arif is Pedach Chamor as a mitzvah. So the Raivit says, that's not a mitzvah. That's an Aver. You're not allowed to do that. Rashi Chumash quotes that the reason why the Torah says you have to break his neck is your mouth said the Mamash Okayim. The Torah doesn't want you to break his neck. The Torah wants you to give the stat to Okayim. But so whether or not technically you count it as a mitzvah or not, well, nice, those are two options in the Torah gives you. So let's say I have a Peter Chamor, I got a firstborn doggy, and Zev over there wants to do me a favor. He wants to go ahead and be pulled in my pigeon pen by my Peter Chamor for me without asking. Okay? So what's the love? Do you do it or not? So the Gemara says, the Chara says, absolutely yes. I'm a Rabuna, a pulled in Peter Chamor, a very pigeon of public. If one just has a shot, who gets the Chamor now? Does Zev get the Chamor? Do I get to keep the Chamor? But in the pigeon column, there was absolutely no shadow, no questions about it. The pigeon is found. So there was a big machlokes that we showed him. What are the ramifications of this statement? So came a homekuk and showed him and said, "Hey, wait a second. Isn't this the same shayla as the second gemara? The other gemara darim is a shayla. Is that considered to be as a chosonat? Because there are conflicting factors. On the one hand, I'm doing a favor by giving a couple of dollars. The other, I'm grabbing a mitzvah. I think gemara left is hanging. That take who that called as a chosonat. Here, the chayrus the gemara's own merry way. He says, yeah, it's not a problem at all. So come a homekuk and showed him and said, you see that the gemara concluded in Masachim Zechariah that it's considered to be as close, because it wouldn't be as close, so that there would be no way for Zev to go ahead and be pulled by Petach Hamor for me.
But it's possibility
that
he may move the animal,
but again,
get it, so then it's definitely
yeah.
Not as close.
Yeah, okay, so you might have the whole discussion about it. Leave that part out. Okay, let's do that for now. So again, so come to a whole group of Rishonim, which is all right, and there's other Rishonim like this, that you see cloth and Gemara Mechayra, that the Gemara in the Dharm, the correct conclusion of the Gemara in the Dharm, is that, in fact, the Rafashat Tumah would be Dham, that it is considered to be as Chus. But then the Rishonim are bothered, so why did the Gemara in the Dharm say this? Why did the Gemara in the Dharm open the Shiloh, leave it hanging, and never bother concluding it? So the Rishonim write, this is an example where you see that sometimes the Gemara does the specific Dharm, and even the sometimes the Gemara does this, the Gemara will throw up a shayla, and it won't be pushed into shayla, and then the second of the Gemara won't be pushed into. Anyone know the other Rai again? There are two famous Gemara in Russia. This is one of them. And the other one happens to be Mamash on the same time. The Gemara Darim has a shayla about when a Kohen is the Bakir of Korban, so is the Kohen a Shaliach of the Balak, or a bit of the Kohen a Shaliach of the Kaddish Baruch Hu. It's not after me who he's serving as a Shaliach for, but after me, like I would put your let's say, if I'm not allowed to get Hanoah, let's say from Ellie, so Ellie's not allowed to be my shaliach, because of him being my shaliach, so he's doing me a favor, he's listening to what I'm saying, so he's being my Hanabi. So the Gemara Zashara looked at it, if a Kohen is a Buddha Hanoah from someone, can the Kohen be Machir carbon in the person's hair, to him? It must pretend to be all the Kohen is a shaliach of the Yisrael, the Kohen can't, but he can't be my shaliach, because he's doing me a favor. But thank you, you all the Kohen is a shaliach of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So he's not working on my life, he's working for the boss, working for Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that's the Shalom the Gemara has. The Gemara leaves the Tzarek here. The Gemara never spoke to that Shalom. So if it says Kiddushin, the Gemara is posh to that Shalom. How does the Gemara posh to the Shalom Kiddushin? Anyone know? I don't know what the answer to that Shalom is. It is the Kohen the Shalom of Yisrael, the Shalom of Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara says it must be the Shalom of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why? Why is it impossible for the Gemara Shalom? Because it's more than that. It was. It wasn't as that a shaliach cannot do something that the shaliach himself can't do. Remember we spoke about this in Gaza, right? But the shaliach is the extension of the shaliach. So whatever the shaliach himself can, his hands are tied, so he can't appoint a shaliach to do so. Here, of Israel, I'm not allowed to be Machmir Korban. So, how you talk it, Elohim, it's good, I'm your opinion. Gabal, it's perfect. So, how you talk it, Elohim would be my shaliach to desert the Baal of the Korban. If I would do it myself, it would be possible. It would be sufficient. So, how you talk it, that a shaliach would be better than the shaliach. So, it must be. That El is a shaliach of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, even if I would take a neder, El can't get that I can get enough mel. He would still be able to knock on my car. That's what the Gemara says in the Tefach Kiddushin. So the Rishonim say, how come the Gemara in the Torah didn't realize that? How come the Gemara left the timing? So the Rishonim say, that's the style of the Gemara. That's the style of Shas. Sometimes people will throw up a question, not be punished, they will have the sechtes. Good, so the will have the sechtes. So the Rizvah writes, that's the same pismen by Dita Ben Chamorro. So that shahla, the Rizvah was spoken yesterday, the same shahla, the Chayres, and where's Peshet, that it chapter does one. So comes Tyson, but the Kaaba disagrees. Comes Tyson says that the answer to the shahla that was sent to the Dara is kind of still unresolved, that we're not sure what the answer is. And just because the Gemara Bechera says that a pole depends on Chavar Shul Chaver is Pijon HaPadui, that does not necessarily mean that you can be Mafish Mishal Chaver or Shul Chaver. What's the Chiluk? So what's the logical Chiluk between the two? Are they necessarily the same Shiloh, whether I can be pole that you're Pet HaChamor without the Mafish or Trim Samarizes? So comes Taitan Bechera, the Fitz is a remarkable Chiluk. She is the end of Mafash or Trim Samarizes. Where is this supposed to be Mafish Trim? So we know, I tell my mitzvah on the Bible. That Teres Mechadish, that a shaliach could also work, and the rishonim of the chadish that maybe zechiyah could also work again, depending on everything we spoke about yesterday. But you have to work with hukos either shlichus or zechiyah. You cannot work as a stranger. Kuli arul afligi that if you work as an outsider, for sure it's not going to work. The only way you can possibly be mafresh by two semaises is either as my official shaliach or at least as my zechiyah, mitam shlichus of some sort. However, comes by the Torah, Kabbalah says, who has the mitzvah to be poldef at the chamor? And Chosin says it's not a mitzvah that's on the Bible. There's no difference in Chosin. It says atah. It says atem. The Torah just says the pedlech amos is pedlech amos. There's a mitzvah on the Torah for all parties around. Whatever, there's a donkey running around. First one donkey, so everyone has first grabs. First come, first serve. To be told that the pedlech amos. And they answer your question about why is it that you don't need the chiyah, right? So Chosin tells Mavakama, says you don't need shmichos to be told that somebody else is pedlech amos. You don't need the chiyah to be told that somebody else is pedlech amos. It's a mitzvah who tells that Kol Yisrael to be told that Pentech HaMos. That's what the Gemara in Bechari says, Amar Buna, a told that Pentech HaMos HaChavei HaPijon HaPadoi, because it's not really Shechaveiro. The term Chaveiro is a misleading phrase. There's no such thing as Pentech HaMos HaChavei. Pentech HaMos belongs to the first come, first serve, first person to be told that he has this close to do it. So you don't need Hilchot Zechiga. So since you don't need Hilchot Zechiga, there's no Ra'ay from the Gemara that's called the Zechus. Maybe Pentech HaMos HaChos, and I'm not thinking it works. That's what Rabbi says. But come against the Rubu the Rishonim. But not going to be between Tosis and the other Rishonim. Tapas. Anybody agrees you can do it. Talam on the rest of the fair should be further than the commercial Havera. So who cares whether it's working out Zechiyah, whether it's working out Kolokan Zohar?
It has to be
close. Right, what do you mean if it has to be as close?
It has to be benefited.
What do you mean by that? You can give me a scenario. Not asking me a little nicer. You give him the one bishar, I'll give you a simple one. But then the guy's screaming and says, don't do me favors. I want to be proud of myself. But the Gemara in Masech is in the Dara that Ashaira, whether I can be mafish your chumas and maizkas from my stuff on you without asking you, that is chus or not. That's assuming that you're not screaming. But if you're screaming and kicking, so of course you can do it. Because the halacha is up from the front of just means that cold blood, we don't know whether the other person is Michalai or not. We assume that the person is Michalai. But what if a week later he finds out that he gave him Matan Yitaka doesn't want it? He's Moichas. The Gemara of Vasa, Kufman Mechaz, says the Feirish, like he Guli Chalukas. The Gemara says that if I want to give you a present, so I give Benji a present on behalf of Eli, and Eli comes back from China, he sees the present and says, I don't want it, I hate it, I'm not Zichia, I don't want your lousy presents. So that breaks up the Zichia of a Freya. So that was never his chus. Remember once had this issue? Based the room with Rabbi Rapp. We lived so many years in the Hezbollah's door, second floor. And one year, it was a couple of days before Pesach, he was going to have to stroll for Pesach. And he decided that he's not going to be in the top of the chametz in the room. So no problem, he's not going to be all the chametz back before Pesach. But I happened not to be around that day. So he was mezakeh to Rabbi Haber, he was the next door neighbor. So he told Rabbi Haber, mezakeh to Rabbi Haber's roommate, to all my chametz in the room. Good, so I came out the room a few hours later, so Rabbi Haber told me good news. That I just acquired 16 pounds of scope and all the other garbage that was sitting in the room. So I got up and I said, I'm not interested, I don't want my own chametz. I don't want this guy's chametz. So I broke up the zechiyah. So now we've got all the chametz that belong to him. So I called him and wrapped up and I said, guess what? You have to go sell your own chametz, but you ain't mine, but that's my chametz. Oh, he picked up a phone. Good. At least I've won the shabbat. We rank out a guy with the anyway, so this is the Chabad HaFelita. Let's say the Baal HaChamor Let's say I own a chamor, and Zev runs ahead and he's told him I better chamor. And I'm screaming at the chicken and I say, give me my chamor back, get away from me. So if you don't like that, you can go to Kamas Tachmor. You don't need Dasa violence, you probably better chamor, because Dasa chamor would never be first given on violence. But Shane can be home like you're involved, the other Rishon would say, no. The Peter Better Chamor is taking the precious troops and answers, but a Bible has to look at the mechanics of Zechira. So if it turns out that it's not a Zechira, so it's not going to work. Anyone ever see a Peter Better Chamor?
No pictures. Mm-hmm.
Picture. Real picture. I was so upset. There was one in America a couple of years ago. It was right when I was living in the Chayres. And nobody called me. It was in the mountains. It was up in the mountains in the spring cloud there. They had some fall broken somewhere on the Chamoir. So they had a Peter Pan. They have their extra in a couple of every couple of years.
I
don't know. I never saw it. I missed it. What? You want the one?
No, here's the part.
Yeah, they have it. Yeah, every few years they have. Apparently they're very difficult to get because maybe you grow first. But apparently donkeys miscarry a lot. Apparently. What?
They have a lot of donkeys miscarry.
So
they have donkeys, they miscarry.
No, eventually they'll have babies. But if the first one is a miscarriage, so then it'll be there. Okay? Okay. So Yosef is right, though. Lachar Chabad Adonav Kamino. Let's say a Katan owns a donkey, and somebody else wants to go ahead and do a Kijon Kedah Chamar on his behalf. So, according to Tosav of Kamino, that would be great. That's not a problem. But Shain came, he holds it to his law, but it has to work out for Zechia. That will depend on the whole story, but the Zechia works become Shlichas or not. Lachar Chabad Adonav Kamino is to say, who can do the Pidur Pedah Chamar? The other case, let's say, can a Katan do the Pidur Pedah Chamar on my behalf? Well, let's take a goy. The goy wants to do the Pidur Pedah Chamar. Can he do it on my behalf? So if you go like the most of the show, like the Ritva, you have to work with Hilchas Shlichus, Hilchas Zechiyah, and you're going to be very limited in terms of your scope. If you work with the Chazim of a Kaaba, then it's just a halacha that way. First come, first serve. But then you have to be down in each of these shiles and say, well, does it come out the Kech to create a Pidur Pedah Chamar? Does the goy have the ability to create a Pidur Pedah Chamar? Maybe. Anyway, you have to look at each one of the shots. So anyone who's really fascinated in this particular topic, you take a look at Reish Tuch, Simon Aleph, right? So you sit, right? Everyone here reads Reish Tuch? What? Yeah. No, Jeremy, I think it's Simon Aleph, right? Right? Yeah, it is. I think it's Simon Aleph, because you've got a promotion compared. Anyway. Oh, the Talmud Tamba to hit off the second one. Yeah.
Did you say that the Gemara
is
arguing about it?
So the Gemara in the Jarman is something where it's discussed, and it comes to the Gemara and says you can be called
the
Gemara.
Right.
So this is a little bit different. Halacha Lamaisa, we assume that you can be Mafresh, Mishachamel, Shachamel. We assume that it's going to be discussed. We assume that most of the Shachamel against the place is going to happen. We assume notwithstanding the fact that even when the Hiddish may be mixed with the Mome, the Atzma doesn't matter, it's still a good year. So come the Taz and the Shach, and have the following up for you. They weren't arguing about this from Zabai, but they weren't arguing about who's fitted in the Mar. They were arguing about a very relevant area of the Lach Hashad, that we were doing that as well. But that's in terms of what's fitted in a bit. With another introduction, with the two introductions to get to the understanding of the Bahoy Tiswat. There are really three different shittas in the poskim about how to view pidyon aben being done by somebody else besides the baal himself. The pidyon aben always either bits of the father or the father to do it, but the kid gets older, that the kid does it himself. So there are really three different possibilities about the potential of an outsider doing pidyon aben. So the Rambam has one extreme, he's spoken about this Rambam a few times already. The Rambam goes to one unbelievable extreme, the Rambam says that you cannot even appoint the shaliach for pidyon aben. That's not the shaliach, by the way. That what happened to shaliach son can lay some, so I feel like, why should pidyon aben be any different? We mentioned this from once? We never mentioned this Ramah. We never said a Chassam Sofer. What he said in Ramah. Chassam Sofer said, you know why the Ramah said you can't do a Pidivah Mishlech? Because Pidivah is Eichel to Tabak and Bechere. He said, Aviv Allah Shaliach. I don't think he meant the church, he meant the Russian as well. So why in the world does the Ramah say you can't continue to manage to live is very, very difficult to understand. There are some Chassam Sofer quotes, there was some who wanted to say that what the Ramah meant was that the father can't do Shaliach, continue to manage to live, but the son, when he reaches old age, Ramah Mitzvah can't appoint the Shaliach, continue to manage to live, manage to the father and the son. So there's a Machlokes here shown him when the father does continue to manage, is it a Chova on the father himself? Or is it like the Torah appointing the father to be like the shliach of the son? I mean, the real mitzvah then is on the son. But the Torah says that the father is like the quasi like the shliach of the son. So it's like a shliach also shliach, something like that. Even though the halacha is shliach also shliach. But okay, that's the discussion in the Gemara. So the Chassam Sofer quote, somebody wanted to suggest that pshat in the Ramah. Ramah doesn't sound like it. Ramah just said if the kid doesn't have better the shliach of Gamri, sounds from the Ramah. Even the son himself couldn't appoint the shliach. That's a question. It's very hard to understand. Why the Ramah said what he said. He claimed the Rivash said it before him. It's based on the Shiva's Rivash. He said, others point out that if you look at the Rivash, didn't exactly necessarily say it. So most of the posts did not accept this Ramah. Most posts assume that you really can't do Pidyon Ben Ayyadei Shaliach. So assuming that you can't do Pidyon Ben Ayyadei Shaliach, assuming that you can do Pidyon Ben Ayyadei Shaliach, what about if it's not the special Shaliach? What if it's an outsider who wants to do Pidyon Ben on your behalf, and he wasn't appointed as a shaliach. That was a further complaint because the poskim could not work. So came along the Bir Hadra and said that of course that works. It's not a shaliach. The father announced that you can do pidyon ben on your behalf. It said to the Bir Hadra, you don't need hilchos shluchos for that, and you don't need hilchos zechiyah for that. Even if it doesn't work in the regular rules of zechiyah, it's still going to work. Why? It said to the Bir Hadra, and what's on the ground? So comes the Agra and says that the nature of the mitzvah of Pidyon Aved is Piron HaChov. The whole nature of the mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah in the scene. It's not like there's a mitzvah to be the Gifar Shalom to a plane. That's not the nature of the mitzvah. But that would be the mitzvah, not vice in the scene, the mitzvah in the scene that the father has to do. So then he can feel, well, could somebody else do that mitzvah on his behalf? So then you have to work with these with all the shlichos, the zchi, etc. But here, the nature of the chi of Pidyon Aved is that the Torah clamped down the father. The Torah says, you father, owe the Kohen 5 shekels. That's it. You have a choy in terms of the amount of the Kohen 5 shekels. So what's the din? If I owe Alex 5 shekels, the Benji wants to be a nice guy and pay back Alex. So can you do that? Of course you can do that. Korech over Shochadeh. Of course the chol is peruah. Do you have to come out to the shlichus for that? Do you have to come out to the zechir for that? No. Even without the principles of the Torah in front of, if the chol is peruah, it's peruah. Finish. Right after the new pay, who comes up with the money? If the money made it to Alice on my behalf, so it doesn't matter whether Benji's my shaliach, my zayich, or anything. Bottom line is the chov is peruah. So the Gra says that if you're pushing that somebody else could pay off the kohen on my behalf. That's, you don't need up a school because I'm supposed to be for that. So the pushing that works based on parech on the shachaveh, which is chov and peruah. How did the Gra know that? What's the raya of Gra? That picture of that is Piron HaChoy, not a mitzvah to Sina. I don't know the Gros, right? So, what's that? The Gros is the Shiva Nechasim of picture of that. The Gros is, let's say, a guy that's first of all, he doesn't want to pay a credit. The Gros didn't pay a credit. So the Gros has the credit. It was entitled. So I should come and take my 5 shekels away. So he's allowed to go to my nechassim. The Gemara says, "Can you go to my nechassim and shubadim?" But if I sold my nechassim, if my wife has a baby, she has a firstborn, and then I go ahead and I sell my nechassim, so the kohen has a right to take my nechassim away. Is it a nechassim or a shubad? Because the chiddush is Rishon, when the shubad sets in. When should the shubad set in? What's the pashas? Don't you see the chassid of Pidyon Ben Tzedek?
Maybe before
that's the pashta. Well, 30 days, of course, right? Like the Torah says, of course, it should be at the end of 30 days when this man Pidyon Ben sets in. That's when the Shiva should set in. But the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says that the Shiva sets in when the baby's born. So the question is, what's going on? How are you talking? How can the Shiva set in? There's no mitzvah for Pidyon Ben yet. That's not a big problem.
It's like that's when the Shah was written, and the Shah was
search stars pyramid over the right discard of the Mysa, although I'll go to later, but Shiva recurs from the
Mysa. You have a Shiva without the actual Choy, right. Somebody say, you say something along those lines. Mm-hmm. So it's a very, very strange Shiva's around. Ram Lod, let's say a father has a Bechor, and he has the Chosim, and then the father dies 2 weeks after the baby is born. So the Rambam says that the Yarshim, if he has other Yarshim, says, well, the wives, whatever, the Yarshim have to now pay for the mitzvah of Pidgin Aben. So they have to, the Dan Chosim, they got the Yerushim from the father, was the Shibbet for Pidgin Aben. So the Torah jumps in the Rambam and says, that doesn't make any sense. So if the father died after day 30, after the kid already reached the age of the Chiyuv Pidgin Aben, so then they have to say that the Shibbet the Chosim. It must be the Farishim tradition of the Shibbet the Chosim, but the Gemara doesn't say where the Shibbet the Chosim is called from. The Rambam made up this idea that the Shiva Nechazim is half of the Shas Leida. So the Torah says it doesn't make any sense. So there was a Machlekes between the Barat Al Ghazi and Rav Chanan as to whether what's going on exactly. I had the Rambam come up with this wild idea that the Shiva Nechazim is Shas Leida. So the Barat Al Ghazi claims that the Rambam holds that the Shia of 30 days is not shot that when the baby reaches the age of 30 days, the very first day, that the mitzvah of your bed stops from here on in. The mitzvah is Chal and Lamafreya. Because Rashi writes in Bava Kamma that the reason why the Torah gives the Shia 30 days, my high 30 days, 30 days is to prove that the kid's not an Eifel, Rashi writes. So once it reaches the age of 31 days, then we realize, aha, this kid's talking about an Eifel. The Gloy Muslim are afraid that there was a clear figure of bed already from day one. That's what the Gadi claims Bidas Rashi, and he claims Bidas Aramis. That's what the Rambam says. And look, the father died 2 weeks after the baby was born. We didn't know there was a Chiyuv yet, but once the baby lives for 31 days, so then Gloy Muslim afraid there was a Shiva. And there was a Shiva all the way back from day one, so maybe there was a Shiva. And Rabbi Chanan says a different kind of Rambam. Rabbi Chanan claims that Rabbi Chanan has this piece of it. Other things also, there's a difference between the Sibas HaChiyuv without the Chiyuv itself. Like what Marshall was in Mukha Yosef, right? The Mukha Yosef, Eris Mukha Yosef, in Baba Kama, Shadow Barak, the arrow. Remember what else? What does Mukha Yosef say? In Mukha Yosef writes in Chiddush that let's say a person shoots an arrow, and the arrow's on its way to damaging. They shoot a missile, so the missile's on its way from Kuwait to Basra. So it's flying over, it's flying over, it's flying over. And then the person who shot the arrow, dies before the damage is done. Before the damage happens. So what's the din? So the Rabbi Yosef claims that there would be a sheep in the chasim. He is still considered to be the mazik. There would be a sheep in the chasim, even though he died before the nezek happened. So Rabbi Chanan says, what kind of crazy story is that? the halacha is that you can't have a sheep if you're dead. So Rabbi Chanan suggests that there's a difference between the sivas achiyuv and the chiyuv itself. It means if you set something up into motion, then even though right now the chiyuv isn't there yet, that's enough to create a shiva in the chasim. So Rabbi Chanan said that's what the Rambam means there also. That the birth of the baby, truth, the chayiv pidyon aben is only day 31. That's true. And when day 31 comes, you don't become Mechuyev and Pidyon Aben, I'm afraid. It didn't Pidyon Aben before day 31, it said, spoken or liberal. So anyways, the only thing is that even though the lady of the child wasn't the Mechayev of Pidyon Aben, but it was the Sibas Achiv of Pidyon Aben, followed the ball rolling. That's like shooting the arrow, that's his muscle. So again, you have to, remember, we kind of touch up that Rabbi Yosef a little bit to understand why that should be so. But that's a detail, my friend, is I was shown within when the Sheep of the Chosin is called Pidyon Aben. But everyone in the world agrees that the Shiva of the Chosin Pidyon Aben to the Fair Shiva Gemara. So the Gemara took that Gemara and said, this cloud is that the Shiva of the Chosin Pidyon Aben, this proves us, and the Shana of the Now, the Pidyon Aben is not just a mitzvah, they don't know Mokal, you know, a Yerodea type of thing, but it's a Chashavish type of thing, it's a Piron HaChoyv. If it's a Piron HaChoyv, then you don't need to call on the Shlichus and Zechiyah to have somebody else pay back the Chayv. That's the Gemara's whole, you say this, in the Chos Pidyon Aben. Rabbi Chanan has problems with that Gemara because there's a Gemara in Kiddushin about love, but the Gemara says you can do a Pidyon Aben on Manas Pachatzia. That technically speaking, I can give you the Pidyon Aben money on the condition of the Kayyid, I'm only giving the Pidyon Aben money on the condition that you return it to me. So the Gemara says that's okay. The Gemara says that works. So the problem, there's a Gemara in Bechayyid, it's not the same way there that the little piece of the Gemara is going, if I'm not mistaken. about Pidya Ben Amin and Asmahafsin. But the Gemara says sometimes Pidya Ben does look Amin Asmahafsin. So the Chalim says that Amin Asmahafsin, if you will, are mutually exclusive concepts. Can you imagine, you owe you $100. So we pass him that I'm a Kavan Asmahafsin, Shema Matavis. So I owe Benji $100. So I come to him, take out $100 bill, and I say, Benji, I'm doing a few wrong, I'm not for Hafsin. Give you $100, and I grab it back again. So I gave it to you, I'm going to see it, I'm going to see it. So that's stupid. That's ridiculous. That Matana Nafax is called a Matana. When there's a Halacha, it's formulated in terms of doing a nice in the Sina. So, but the Sina is true, but it's a nice in the Sina, so they can say, I'm not for Hafsin works. But Pidgin Adem, which is a nice in the Sina, I'm not for Hafsin works. To do a few wrong, a Chayiv, I'm not for Hafsin, doesn't make any sense. So Rechon had this Ha'ara. He's not sure how the girl is going to understand that Gemara with that solution. But I hope the girl held that way. That Pidgin Aben works like the Akhir, based on the principle that Pidgin Aben is a pure Pidgin Aben. So far we have two extremes. The Paskir, that outside is doing Pidgin Aben. The Rabban was Mamish one extreme, that nobody short of the father or the son can do Pidgin Aben, even Shalichus isn't going to work. Then you have the Gerol, the other extreme, totally, that anybody can do Pidgin Aben. It's a free for all. Because you don't even need to do this in Zafiya. Then you have the middle ground. So the middle one, the position was the position of the Taz and the Shah. The Taz and the Shah both assume that, not like the Ramad's extreme, that you can't even have a Shaliach, you can't have a Shaliach. And the Taz and the Shah said you can even do it on day Zafiya. Because Zachna from the Fana should work. The only thing is, it has to meet the criteria of either Shalichos, I mean, there's no form of either Shalichos, and it's got to meet the criteria of Hilchos Zafiya. So what are those criteria in terms of the Zechiyah? So now it's up to you later. So if the father is alive, the kid's under the age of mitzvah, the father's out of town, or the father's whatever, we can't do the mitzvah, and we want to do the mitzvah on his behalf, so that's not so bad. It's not so difficult to pull off that stunt, because Zachman is on the front of on behalf of the Gadol, that's pretty simple. I, we're taking away his mitzvah, but what does the Gemara say in Masechet, the fact that the farmer wants his own mitzvah, the farmer also wants his own precious truma, and Alpha Bichin, the rest conclusion is that it's all the schus. So just as it's a schus to go and the chabor, it's a schus to go and the truma, we pass it, it's a schus to go and the truma. So that wouldn't be a problem. If we're doing, trying to pull off this stuff, we're doing pidgin aben on behalf of the father, that's this to go. Well, now the Shalya is playing with it. Up to now, the Taz and Shachar, they're on the same team. You need Zechiyah, Zechiyah works, the Baal. But now this is where they split off. Let's say the father's dead, and we're trying to do the Pidgin Aben on behalf of the kid. The kid's 5 years old. We're trying to pull the Pidgin Aben on behalf of the child. So comes the Taz and says, that you can't do. Why not? What's the problem? What's wrong with that Pidgin Aben? What's wrong with pulling off this stump and doing the Pidgin Aben on behalf of this kid? If it's close, well, it should work. That's the problem. It's complicated. It goes for a couple. So comes the Taz and discovered what? Discovered a Taizik Sugus that you're not allowed to have. Comes the Taz and says, yeah, no, not true. And Zichus, Zichiyah, sometimes doesn't work for a couple. One doesn't work, one doesn't work, it depends. If it's a Zichus Gomor, then it works. If it's not a Zichus Gomor, then it doesn't work. So comes the Taz and says, I ask you, the Pidgin Aben on behalf of Zev, is that called a Zechus Gomor now? So comes the Taz and says, you can't call it a Zechus Gomor. You know why? What can you call a Zechus Gomor? What's staring you in the face? Huh? The guy wants his own mitzvah. Remember the Gemara Nedar, not a shy on that maybe. It's not even called a Zechus at all. Remember we have three categories. The Zechus, the Zechus, and the Zechus Gomor. So the Gemara Nedar, that is something, whether doing a mitzvah behalf of somebody else is even called a Zechus altogether. Maybe it's a Chayim, because it's doing a mitzvah. So the Taz learns, just because the Gemara was a cliche, that it's not called the Chol, that doesn't mean that's called the Zechus Gomor. That means it's not called the Chol, because the fact that I'm saving you, I'm being mezakeh, you're doing this mitzvah, I'm saving you a couple of dollars, that offsets the Chol angle of the fact that you're losing the Maizim mitzvah yourself. So it's on the balance, it's right on the borderline of being aware of the Zechus or not. And it makes it by the skin of its teeth that it's called the Zechus, but the Zechus Gomor ain't. It says the Taz, it'll work on behalf of the father, but it's not going to work on behalf of the child. So that's the famous Pesach of the Taz, that you can do Pidgin Aben, Adi Shaliach, says the Taz. You can do Pidgin Aben, Adi Zachman, Adi Shaliach, Adi Shaliach, but you cannot do a Pidgin Aben on behalf of the child, who is Zachman, Adi Shaliach, Adi Shaliach, because it's not as close to Rambo. That's what the Taz says. And comes the Shach, and then the Kriti Sekhesa, and disagrees with the Taz in two camps. Up until everything the Kaltev is correct. Because the Shach does not feel like the Gra that you don't need a Chuzachiyah. It doesn't feel like the Ramah that Chuzachiyah is not going to work. So no Chuzachiyah will work. And he thinks that the present Tzumas is right. And Alpha Bichet says the Shach, this is called his Chuzgabra. Why? Because the Shach learned that once the Maskana, we reject that Savara of Nechel of Chidish, whenever Mitzvah delay, people like to do their own Mitzvahs, but by the way, we don't accept that Savara. So comes the Shach and says, what do you mean we don't accept that Savara? So whereas the Talmud learned, that means we accept that Savara is still a valid Savara, is just over, it's outvoted, it's overshadowed by the other consideration that makes it to the school. So how does the Shach learn? That Savara is Kimago Esau. It's null and void. It's dead. Finished. Bakum Avutal. That the Maskana and the Mara is that guess what? We don't take that into consideration cues there. Eh? And now we're going to label that as a what? As a Zchus Gahor.
Ad Kar Divination.
When it comes to our precious tumors or things like that, or those things on behalf of other people, maybe you can argue that not only is it schus, but it's not only schus. Then the Shach was one step further. The Shach says that maybe this is even better. Maybe here we can pull up a stunt that we're going to do a pidyon aved on behalf of the kohen. And we're going to offset, even that's why, even if the Kabbalah is right, that people like to do business with themselves is still something we have to reckon with, we can get rid of that. Why? We can be bezaken the money to the Kabbalah, and then do pidyon aved with that money. And what do you gain by that? So comes the Shach and says, that's cool, the Kabbalah doing the mitzvah himself. What do you mean, the mitzvah pidyon aved, the guy's candy, the coins to the kohen, that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is with your coins are being used for pidyon aved, so that's cool doing the mitzvah. Be a dying with your own little thing. Any case of precious tumors and mites, what was the problem? The problem is, I want to use my apples to not use their apples. So that's what we murder the possibility that maybe that's not such a close, because maybe that likes the mitzvahs himself. So, comes the Shach and says, even if that floor remains in the Maskana, that people like the mitzvahs themselves, the pidyon aved, you can maneuver in such a way that it's cool to the mitzvah yourself, a name that can be exactly the money to the cup, and in the middle of the cup, it'll be able to, quote unquote, be yotzei the mitzvahs. So the bottom line is, there are really, how many different permutations? There are really four different possibilities in the Zohar Pesukim. How do you think of them being done by outsiders? According to the Ramah, it's never good, even on the Shliach. According to the Gra, it's always good for the Zohar, the Katana, by the Shliach, and the Shliach, and the Zohar, and those are not everything's Mutter, through on the Chayim. And both the Shach and the Taz hold that no, you have to come on to either Shlichos or Zohar, and then they have a Machlaik. According to the Taz, the Zohar technically will only work for the father, whereas according to the Shach, the Zohar and the Stam will work even for the Katan as well. So four different possibilities. Okay? Okay, so we'll for this one.